Distinguished guests, excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, I would like first of all to welcome all of you. Nearly 60% of all childhood worldwide is found in agriculture sectors. There's almost 100 million children working in agriculture nowadays. And this is, as you know, a violation of their rights. And it undermines our effort to end poverty and hunger. The Sustainable Development Goals cannot be achieved without the elimination of child labor. I recall that not all participation by children in agriculture should be considered child labor. For example, we know that especially in family farms, the children helps, let's say, especially the mother, to feed the chickens, help with the horticulture, growing some vegetables, and so on. That should not be considered child labor. What we are talking about is when children have hard work to do, when they work many hours daily, when they do heavy work, when they carry out tasks that are dangerous or inappropriate for their age, and of course when the work they do impedes their education. This is what means child labor and needs to be eliminated. Ladies and gentlemen, agriculture, including, of course, forests and fisheries, offers opportunities to reduce household poverty and to ensure that no child has to work. But to ensure that no child is pulled out of school to work on a farm, their families need access to a minimum level of income. This is the key point. Children are pulled to work in agriculture because their family is so poor that need their help. No child should carry out tasks that puts its health or development at risk simply because producers don't know the dangers or don't have the access to safer practices. These are some of the root causes of child labor. And agriculture policies and programs have a unique role to play in addressing them. When combined with adequate education system, they can help meet the needs of children and youth in rural areas. And when combined with social protection practices, like in providing poor families a grant to keep their children in the school, and when we have decent work policies implemented for rural youth and adults, we then have the basic ingredients needed to end child labor in agriculture. To put these ingredients into practice, we need strong partnership where everyone brings expertise and research to the table, especially with the private sector. Institutional coordination among ministries of government agents responsible for agriculture, labor, education, and social welfare is also crucial. Let me mention a few examples of what we are doing in FAO. In Malawi, extension agents across the countries are cooperating with labor and social welfare officers to reach children laborers in remote areas. In Cambodia, the Minister of Agriculture has developed a child development strategy and an action plan targeting child labor in fishing communities. And in the Caribbean, in St. Kitts and Nevis, the government launched a campaign in our schools to protect children that work and manuseate pesticides. There are many other examples, but we must work together to bring those pilot experience to scale. Scale up is fundamental. This is about taking all children out of work, not just a sample of them. I can give you an example of my country, Brazil. When President Lula took office, 2003, there are what we call it a school grant for children in rural areas. But unfortunately, it covers just a few states, and where about a few hundred families benefit from it. We moved to the what we call the grant for the family, Bolsa Família, a program that nowadays supports 12 million families. So most of the children that were working, hard worker, especially in the central area of the country, are now in schools. Bolsa Família has provided an effective helping to the families because provided cash money to guarantee a minimum income for the children and for the family. I think that's also important to facilitate access of children to education and care. Sometimes you pull children out of work, but there's no school available. So this is important for the coordination program. Child labor is certainly a complex issue, and it cannot be tackled alone. FAO is proud to work with ILO, and I thank you for the presence here today, and many other partners, including representatives of the workers, and thank you for your presence, madam, with also producers' organization to extend outreach on child labor to their members. FAO is also working with the industry to support sustainable value chains development that provides decent work and does not use child labor. Another good example that I can mention with our partners is the recent released OECD FAO guidance for responsible agriculture supply chains. This is a document that provides, of course, guidance about the how we need to respect decent work standards, including, among them, prevention of child labor. The document is available in our website. FAO is committed to step up its effort at global, regional, and country level, and to end child labor in agriculture. Preventing child labor in agriculture is an integral part of our efforts to reduce rural poverty and improve sustainability of agriculture production. We need to ensure that our staff and our partners working around the globe have the capacity to do so. Therefore, it is with great pleasure that I unveil today to you the FAO ILO e-learning course named End Child Labor in Agriculture. You have a view of the glide off the course there. I would like to thank the governor of the Netherlands for its support to the development of this course and to FAO's program of work on child labor in agriculture. I also welcome the ongoing partnership between FAO, ILO, and IUF, the International Union of Food and Allied Workers, as part of the International Partnership for Cooperation on Child Labor in Agriculture. Thank you for your presence. I know that this e-learning course will be only one of many collaboration among our organizations. Ladies and gentlemen, Excellencies, last February, I had the honor to host here at FAO the 2014 Nobel Peace Prize laureate, Ms. Kailash Satyarthi. He explained that his fight against children had in common with FAO very different subjects. And I would like to quote his words. We share many things: children who are hungry, children who are poor, children who are denied education, who are forced to work as child laborers and child slaves are the same children. So these problems are all interrelated. We are proud to work with the laureate Nobel Prizes on this child labor eradication. Let me say that we believe that to achieve zero hunger, we must also to achieve zero child labor. We must ensure a better future and a better education for those 100 million children that are still working in agriculture. They need us. They need us to take action. They need us to help them realize their rights and grow up to be the generation that ends poverty and hunger. Thank you for your attention.